We welcome to the program Scott Smith from Exit Realty, Homeward Bound. And if this is Thursday, it's time for our real estate update. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Great. How about you?
I am well, despite a little bit of snow this morning. I know that was just one last flake until we get to springtime excitement.
Well, yeah, we can refill the rivers with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how are things going? As you noted, the time just goes by so quickly. It seems just the other day we were talking and a week has gone by.
Yeah, amazing. Must be, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Absolutely. I've been busy, and I take it you and a lot of other people who are working to assist people in selling and buying homes, I imagine you're all really busy here in Broome County.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a great time to do this.
So tell us a little bit, latest information in terms of statistics locally. I did hear one statistic, I think it was on an all-news station yesterday morning, about housing prices, at least in the New York metro region, probably New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, had continued to rise quite a bit compared to this time a year ago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The average house sale in 2020 was $10,000 more than in 2019.
That's remarkable.
Remarkable considering, we're in the middle of a pandemic and people are buying up and up and up. But 2019 was the first year in Broome County history that the average home price sold was above $100,000 for every month of the year. And that repeated in 2020.
Well, and given the supply, given the inventory, I imagine that trend is likely to continue for at least the short-term future.
Well, yeah, thanks for pointing that out, because you look at 2021, and the average close in the first 3 months of 2021 was another 10K higher than in 2020. So absolutely, it's looking more and more like getting closer to the national average anyway. We're not there yet, but they're close.
Well, that's a good sign. For our listeners who may be thinking about selling their home, what are some of the things that they should keep in mind if they're getting ready to sell?
Well, ask yourself, is the house safe? Is it complete? In other words, are all the projects finished? If you have a bunch of half-done projects, you really ought to finish them off. And ask yourself, would I buy this house if I were looking at it? Would I buy it? Would you buy your own house? And one thing that's really killing us these days is radon. If you have the ability to go get a radon test done, that's probably a good idea. That way you don't get a surprise later on when somebody tests it and they find a high number.
Well, and that is a big issue in this region, and over the years, some people unfortunately have found out the hard way and kind of late in the game that there's a radon issue and it needs to be remediated before you can move forward.
Yeah, there's nothing like getting a $1,500 or $2,000 bill for a radon system after you have the deal pretty much complete and the radon test comes back with a really high number.
Any other key things to keep in mind as people make their preparations, whether they're looking to sell this spring or maybe in early summer?
Well, keeping the house clean is really critical, and downsize. And I think I've said that before, but yeah, the less stuff you have in the house, the less stuff you have to move, and the less stuff the buyers have to look past.
Well, all some really good tips. Basic tips, and it's a great thing for people to understand that just focusing on a few key items can make a tremendous amount of difference.
Absolutely.
Scott Smith from Exit Realty Homeward Bound, if people would like to get in touch with you, how shall they do that?
Oh, yeah, please give me a call, 607-237-5397.
All right, and also online, they could check out your website.
ExitWithScott.com. My email is ssmith@exitnys.com.
And again, the phone number, in case people weren't ready to copy it down?
Absolutely. 607-237-5397.
Scott Smith, Exit Realty, Homeward Bound. Always a pleasure. I look forward to speaking with you next Thursday.
Have a great week, Bob. We'll talk to you then.